It's 1989, and I'm here with Jonathan Solomon talking about the Rampart Dam. Jonathan, when you look back on the Rampart Dam issue, what are some of the things that come to your mind? And maybe you can tell me some of the ways that people fought against this project.
Yeah, when we fought the Rampart Dam, it was for the right of Native people to own ownership of land, and also to subsist on the land that they have. With the Rampart Dam, the danger was that with Rampart Dam, the land was being taken, was going to be flooded, so they couldn't subsist on the land. And it's the same issue right now today. We've got AMLOC, which is the same issue. We're talking about land protection for Native people.
Was there any organizations formed or anything of that sort to fight against this?
During the Rampart Dam, the Kuchaga Chinkin was formed. That was 12 villages in Yukon Flat combined as one organization to fight Rampart Dam.
What year was that formed?
It was 1961 or something.
Did the Native community stand united in opposing this, or were there a lot of people that wanted the dam to come in?
No, there was all the villages, all the Native people were against it, and all the non-Native were for it.
Mm-hmm. I heard Tucson started a club in 1410. Was that just him, or was that a bunch of businesses?
That was just one membership, him.
Was the church involved in getting these people together?
Yes, they were. You know, they threw our delegates in for us because we didn't have no money to form.
So they kind of helped you out there, the Episcopal Church?
Yeah, the Episcopal Church. They had their own plan. That one priest threw, and he just threw everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Talese.
Did you attend any of those meetings in Tanana? They had when Tanana Chiefs first started up?
No, I didn't. My brother Marty was involved in it.
So the three G's were formed to fight Rampart Dam.
Yes.
Was there anything else that was done among the people, like were there letters written and so forth? Or
yes. There were a lot of letters written by the three G's.
Uh-huh.
For the Native people in Utah Flat.
Do you remember attending any meetings with Senator Green?
Oh, yeah. We attended that hearing. They had a hearing in Port Yukon, they had a hearing in Fairbanks, they had a hearing in Anchorage, and I attended all three of them.
You attended all three of them?
Yes.
And testified at all
yes.
three of them?
Yes.
Was he, in those meetings, did he try to get you guys to change your mind, or did he behave?
No, every hearing, you know, he testified that Yukon thought people were for it. Because he didn't think people will make it to the hearings, I guess. But I made it there, and I told him, hey, that's not true. You know?
I read in one newspaper article where he went to a hearing in Fort Yukon, mm-hmm. and after the meeting, he just stormed out and he flew out of there.
Because only one guy testified for it there, and he was from Washington, D.C. or someplace.
Mm-hmm. And then in the newspaper articles I read, your dad was spoke in favor of the dam. Did you?
I don't know if he actually did or not. I'm not quite sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was wondering how that... Did the Native community see this as if this dam went through, that it was going to be a monument for Greening, or did you hear anything of that sort?
They want a tombstone for Senator Greening. Yeah.
And that's yeah. the way the Native people looked at it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then another thing that I've come across is that villagers would get a map and they'd draw all the lands they use for subsistence, mm-hmm. and then they'd send it into BLM or BIA and say, we want these lands protected. Mm-hmm. Did you remember Fort Yukon doing anything of that sort?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Yukon and Chalkeetic done it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. During this time, was it the Fort Yukon Tribal Council or the City Council that was involved in this?
The City Council.
The City Council. Yeah. Fort Yukon was a city at the time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones that helped with his mapping, or?
Yeah. Well, they were both involved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Both the city and the Native Council.
Mm-hmm.
But the city had the resources. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you on the City Council at that time?
Yes. I was the vice mayor, the vice frustration, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. I guess looking back on it now, what do you think? I mean, you...
I don't know. You know, we've done a lot since then with 3G, too, you know. And it was a start. It made us realize, hey, we have to protect our land, you know. That's why we got right away after that, in 1968, you know, we started 3G back up because of the native land claims, too. Me and Titus Peter and a whole bunch of people there. So that we can fight land claims with the native people.
When 3G first got started, where did some of their funding come from to send you guys to these hearings to testify and so forth?
3G's never had any funding of any sort, and they just formed in Fort Yukon, and the church that Talisi flew and brought everybody in. And then after we formed, you know, we put it in the papers, and we had a $5,000 grant from some woman in Brazil. That's how we got to the other hearing.
So, in other words, the Episcopal Church supported you guys in opposing this?
Well, yes, right. All the way.
Mm-hmm.
They never took active action, you know, but they flew us around.
To go against Rampart Dam to stimulate economic development, did you propose any other proposals that...
People say that, you know, but what is economic development, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is trapping and hunting and fishing, is that economic development? If it is, that's what we wanted. That's what we want, why we had that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to destroy that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to destroy our economic development, our economic cash economy.
Hmm. So that was the main reason that people were against this?
Oh, yeah. We're going to lose our land.
When at these hearings and stuff, or when they came up to talk to you, to the people, did they say that you guys would be reimbursed for your loss? And did they have any idea of where they were going to relocate these people?
No. They never said anything. They just said that the business people, you know, the light company, the store owners, they'll be reimbursed. They didn't say nothing about our people, you know.
And they didn't have any idea where you guys were going to be relocated or anything?
No.
They just wanted to come in and just flood the area.
They didn't say nothing about us. We're just another animal on the land, I guess.
Did you feel, I mean, it's kind of a waste to look back, but did you feel that the government adequately informed the people of what was going to take place, or you guys kind of had to go and find out for yourself?
They didn't inform anybody.
So you guys just kind of had to see the news and go see what you could find?
Yeah, we had to go around Broadway to find out. I mean, somebody told us, that's how we found out. Well, I think it was the church people, too.
So, as a result, did the people request that these hearings be held in Fort Yukon? Is that why they came up? Or
yes, we requested the hearing in Fort Yukon.
Can you think of some of the other people that were involved?
Oh, there were a lot of people. You know, my brother Marty, Peter Simple, Donald Horst, Percy Herbert, I can't remember them all. They're all grand now.
Mm-hmm. When 3G's was first formed, can you tell me some of the villages that was admitted or that was part of it?
The Rampart, Steam Village, Reed Tyartic, Chunky, Cannon Village, Eagle, Circle, Birch Creek, Fort Yukon.
Was Beaver and Stevens?
Beaver and Stevens, too, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did the Tundra Times present the issues that you guys, I mean, what you guys had to say and stuff, is that kind of the tool that was used a lot?
Yes.
Was that paper?
Yes.
Can you remember how the Daily News Miner treated the issue? Were they for it?
Well, they were against us. They say that it's better for, they said that Burbank people would get cheap electricity.
And so that paper supported them.
Yes.
I guess that's it. Well, thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Yeah.